You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, summer is always a busy time for members of the TSO who stay busy performing and teaching at festivals across the country and continent. And for no one is this more true than Jonathan Crowe, who not only performs and teaches, but runs a festival himself. He is Artistic Director of Toronto Summer Music, which from July 6th to the 29th, hosts upward of 24 concerts in the heart of downtown. There's a lot to Toronto Summer Music, and he's here to tell us all about it. Jonathan, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thanks so much.
Well, the TSO will be off for the summer, but it's no holiday for you as director of Toronto Summer Music, which sees you infusing the city with 3 weeks of great concerts. Tell us about the theme this year.
Yeah, our theme this year is metamorphosis, which can mean so many things. But for us, it's kind of a mix of music and artists. And I think one thing that I've noticed over the pandemic is this new generation of young artists that have really grown up or maybe started their careers in a different fashion, right? They're all over Instagram. The only way they could get their music out for a while was videos on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. And then you have these more established artists that, again, they had an interruption in their careers, but they're going back to the concert hall stages. And it's really interesting to see how this has changed the classical music world. New people that are coming up that are really grabbing on to an entirely different generation of young concert goers that are really excited to be able to connect with these young musicians that are reaching out to them like on their platforms. And then we, of course, have the standards, the great artists of their time, Angela Hewitt, Sondra Radvanovsky, that in a way are returning to the concert hall stages and seeing how the audiences have changed, but enjoying the great music that they've brought us for a long time. So we're kind of focusing on artists. We're looking at music a little bit, how music can change, how you can hear music in different forms, some pieces that are arranged for different instrumentation, all that sort of stuff.
Now, it all gets started on July 6th with a concert featuring a pianist who will be playing Liszt with the TSO in the fall, Ilya Ovcharenko. Tell us about him.
Yeah, that's right. Ilya is amazing. He just won the Esterhonen's piano competition in Calgary. And Esterhonen's is a great competition. They pride themselves on finding a complete pianist. So to win that competition, you have to play your concerto flawlessly, but you also have to play a recital with a violinist. You have to play chamber music. You have to do collaborative piano with a singer. And really, the people that come out of this competition are great to work with because you know that they're going to be amazing at chamber music. You know they're going to be great to work with on stage with a singer, but also you know that they want to do that because this is why they took part in this competition. So Ilya is a Ukrainian pianist, and he just won it last year, and his career has been taking off. He just played in New York, Carnegie Hall, is traveling the world, and we are just thrilled to have him opening our season at Kerner Hall on July 6th.
And what is he going to be performing with you?
He's got a bunch of different stuff. So he's doing some duo rep with Jackie Parker, who is actually the artistic director of Esterhonen. So they're doing a Rachmaninoff suite for two pianos. He's playing some Ukrainian music from a composer from his hometown. And he'll be doing a transcription of a Mozart piano concerto, actually the one that he won Esterhonen's with a small string quintet. In a way, it's us bringing a little bit more of that metamorphosis theme or transformation of music to different ways of doing it.
Well, July 28th is the title program, Metamorphosis, which will have a lot of TSO musicians in there as well. Tell us about that program.
Yeah, we're always lucky to have lots of TSO musicians the last week of the festival because we run a community program for adult amateurs who come and they play chamber music with professionals from Toronto. And so we have a lot of TSO musicians who are in residence at that program and also playing in the final concert. And that one's titled Metamorphosis because on the program is Strauss's Metamorphosen, which originally was written for 23 separate string players, all one, two apart. This is an arrangement for septet. And this is my favorite version of it because you can really hear every individual line. And then on that same program are two pieces that have been heavily kind of transformed by their composers or revised, the Poulenc Sextet for piano and winds, and Brahms's B major trio, which is something that he went back to over and over in his life and, you know, adjusted and improved it many, many times.
And you mentioned the academy for young, well, there's the young professionals one, but as you mentioned, the community program for adult amateurs, which I understand has become extremely popular. What is it looking like for this summer?
Yeah, it's amazing. We have to not turn people away, but it's become very difficult for me to put together all the pieces in repertoire because we have so many people that want to do it. And it's such a jigsaw puzzle to put together groups that work for everybody. But I think the most amazing thing about this program is how it reminds me and the other professionals of why we do music, of why we went into it. Because I might have played Mendelssohn Octet maybe 50 times in my life, but when I do it with a group of adult amateurs that might not have played it or performed it before, suddenly I realize, oh yeah, this is one of the great pieces of music ever written. I see the joy in their faces as they are playing it and getting to learn it for the first time. And it's kind of nice. It brings me back to when I was 18 and I was going to a festival and every piece that I was playing was new and I was discovering it for the first time. And honestly, I think it helps me when I perform because it helps me bring that love of discovery, that love of classical music and kind of a freshness to interpretations that otherwise you might lose after playing something many, many times.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic festival. And I imagine, though, Jonathan, it's not all you're up to this summer. What else is happening?
So I'm doing a little bit of traveling. I go to other festivals when I'm not doing Toronto Summer Music. And one of them I'm particularly looking forward to is called Sea to Sky Chamber Music Festival in Vancouver. So at Toronto Summer Music, we run an emerging artist program for pre-professionals. And these are musicians that are probably in their early to mid-20s that have finished generally their university training. But this is in a way, almost like a co-op program of really training for the professional field. And we all perform on stage together in chamber music. So in Vancouver, it's the same sort of festival, but it's for high school kids. And one of the things that's really fun is that one of my daughters, Sabina, is a cellist. And so she comes with me and she does the program as well. So in a way, it's kind of like going back to the family group at the music festival or something. Like she gets to play in a chamber group with other professionals and I get to play and we're all in the same concert. So that's pretty fun for me in a slightly selfish fashion.
It sounds great. Well, Jonathan, thanks for a great season with the TSO and all the best for Toronto Summer Music and everything else that lies ahead for you this summer.
Thank you so much. I can't wait.
That was TSO Concertmaster Jonathan Crow, who is also Artistic Director of Toronto Summer Music. As you heard, he has put together a vibrant program of first-class concerts running from July 6th to the 29th. For more information, go to torontosummermusic.com.